Ramsey TV.
This is my last broadcast from Greenwich, Ohio. I'm going to be back in Florida, and I'll be broadcasting to you from the edge of the bottom of the Floridian Peninsula from the sunny south. So my question to you today, though, and this is something that is real and that we all need to be aware of, is how I'm going to answer the following question. Do demons speak to people today? Yes, demons do speak to people today. The problem is that people watch the movies, and they watch The Exorcist, and they watch horror movies. I don't watch them. I don't know what goes on, but I have a feeling that in these movies, the demons talk like this.
You will listen to me.
And they look ugly, and they have horns. And they have drool coming out of their mouth. Well, do you remember the movie Bedazzled with Elizabeth Hurley? And she played the devil. And she looked very good, didn't she? Elizabeth Hurley? Are you kidding me? She looked great. She wore a bunch of sexy outfits in that movie. I'm becoming very animated about this. At one point, she had these tight black leather pants. At another point, she had this cheerleader uniform. At another point, it's just, there's so many points. Watch the movie Bedazzled. It's actually not too bad. There was some point in the movie where she showed her real self, and it was this ugly, terrible, traditionally accepted picture of Satan with, you know, the horns and the pitchfork and all that. But Satan was presented as Elizabeth Hurley. What's not to like? Okay. That's the problem with demons today. They do talk to people, but they are presented as angels and messengers of light. If you hear voices today, ignore them. God does not speak today in an audible voice. And if you have a messenger of God, such as myself, coming to you, that messenger will be bringing you the inspired words of God and will be commenting on the inspired words of God. But the foundation of that message will be the inspired words of God. The foundation of the message will not be an impression, a thought, a dream, an intuition. No. Based on the words of God. People think they talk to the dead. I know believers who have thought they have talked to the dead. Anybody who claims to talk to the dead is not talking to the dead. They are talking to demons. Demons are experts at disguises. First of all, do any of my audience doubt that there are demonic spiritual beings in existence? You need only read Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, Paul talks about putting on the armor of God in order to stand up to the stratagems of the adversary. The adversary is Satan, and his stratagems, he needs stratagems. A stratagem is a trick. The thought of a trick is inherent in the word stratagem. For it is not ours to wrestle with blood and flesh, but with sovereignties, authorities, world mights of this darkness. What darkness, Martin? This one, the darkness we're in. We're wrestling against that, but it's manifested in humans, in human beings. Now, there's many different levels of how demons speak, but demons can speak indirectly through other human beings who are coming at us not with scripture. Let's just say the malevolent spiritual forces are animating some human beings. Paul says it right here. I mean, this is fantastic unless we actually believe what is written here. It seems fantastic. It's not ours to wrestle with blood and flesh. So in other words, we have blood and flesh standing in front of us. And we get maybe antagonism, or we get bad news. We get a message of death. And when I say a message of death, a message that death is eternal, that death will conquer life, that evil will conquer good, that Jesus Christ is not a victorious savior. These are the words of demons. These are the words of Satan coming through a human vessel that is completely unaware of how it is being used by the world of darkness, completely unaware. But Paul says that we're not wrestling at that point with blood and flesh, but with sovereignties, authorities, world mights of this darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness. Let me finish that. Spiritual forces of wickedness among the celestials. And how are they manifesting themselves? Through blood and flesh. So they are animating, they are impelling and compelling those who are speaking not the words of God, but the words of self, the words of myth, the words of falsehood, lies. Satan, the father of lies. How does he get his lies out? How does Satan get his lies out? Through demons. How do the demons do it? Do they come to the earth and go, "You will believe our lies"? No, that's not how they do it. They do it through the intermediacy of a religion. And the worst, most deceptive religion is the Christian religion, and the lies are told. So do demons speak to people today? Yes, they speak through blood and flesh, deceived blood and flesh, willing blood and flesh, who are not acquainted with God or the scriptures, but merely recite doctrines of demons by rote that sound good. Remember this, all the way through here, they're going to sound good. Everything's going to be righteously presented. It's going to look righteous. Paul explains this to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, speaking of false apostles, fraudulent workers being transfigured into apostles of Christ. Here's the key: for no marvel, for Satan himself is being transfigured into a messenger of light. Satan himself, the ugliest being in the universe, if we saw how hideous he actually is in person. When John writes the unveiling, he sees evil spirits, and he describes them as reptilian. But that's how they actually are. They're reptilian. They're hideous. I don't want to ever see one. Forget it. It's bad enough that they are, it would be easy to run from the creature from the Black Lagoon, right? It'd be easy to run from the creature of the Black Lagoon. But it's more difficult. And why would you want to run from someone who comes to you with a gentle voice, with the tone of reason, with a chocolate chip cookie, a cup of coffee, and yet behind it are the words of death, the superiority of death over life, the superiority of Satan over Christ in taking away most of the human race? These are demons speaking through humans. The demons are like ventriloquists. And they have they're unwitting dupes. This is the most deceptive form of demonism. The most deceptive. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The most dangerous spiritual beings existent today are found in Christian churches because they're the most deceptive. Paul says it right here. Transfigured into a messenger of light. Who is Satan? Transfigured into a messenger of light. That's extremely dangerous, and you will be eventually destroyed. This calls for discernment. The next level of demons speaking to people today are people who dabble in seances, Ouija boards, the black arts, who hear actual voices when nobody is there. That's another level. That's not quite as dangerous of a level, believe it or not. It's not as deceptive of a level because you're actually hearing a voice and there's no one there. So this voice is coming from an otherworldly source. Some people think they see their dead relatives. I saw my dead mother. No, you didn't. I heard my dead sister. No, you didn't. You heard the voice of a demon that can imitate your dead mother or your dead sister. But what's the motive? Why would the demon want to do that? Because Satan's number one deception is that there's no such thing as death. Satan wants humans to believe that there's no such thing as death. You see, I'm always looking at the motives. Why does Satan? What's behind that? Why doesn't Satan want people to believe in death? Because a foundation teaching of Paul is the death of Christ. It's the helplessness of humanity. It's the need of humanity for a savior. The need of humanity for resurrection. If human beings never die, human beings never need resurrection. This is the crux of the New Age religion, which is demon-filled. The New Age religion is another deceptive religion. It's not quite as dangerous because a lot of it doesn't put the name of Christ on it. A lot of it doesn't even pretend to be Christian. It's New Age. And they teach the immortality of the soul. Actually, what am I talking about? Christians do the same thing, the immortality of the soul. If you, as a human being, are immortal, this is what people like Eckhart Tolle teach in books like The New Earth. If you are immortal, then you don't need God. You don't need resurrected. God is within you. They don't teach that the Spirit of God makes its home in you. They teach that you are God, and therefore you're immortal. Therefore, you don't need anything outside of yourself for rescue. You're not helpless. How can you be helpless? You're immortal. No, but you're not. That was the first lie of Satan. Thou shalt not surely die. And so he will pass that along through demons, and they will imitate your dead mother, your dead brother. You will see things. I saw a figure. I think it was my dead uncle. No. You might have seen something. Yeah, I don't doubt you saw something. I don't doubt you heard something. I'm not denying that. People say, no, I actually heard something. I said, I believe you. I actually saw something, Martin. Yeah, I believe you did. But the source is demonic because death is the absence of life. The dead do not know anything. I'm sorry, but I will believe Solomon, who wrote in the Proverbs, who wrote in Ecclesiastes, I believe it's chapter 9, that the dead do not know anything. And I'll believe John, who wrote in the unveiling that the dead do not live until the 1,000 years are finished. And people still argue with me, even after I say that. But Martin, this voice was real. I don't care how real the voice was. Ecclesiastes is even more real. The Word of God, inspired, is even more real. The Book of the Unveiling is even more real. I will believe God and let every man be a liar. But these people who are hearing voices, they're not lying. Do you remember back in the days of Samuel? Samuel died and Saul, the king of Israel, went to the witch of Endor. Went to the witch of Endor to call up the spirit of Samuel. And what do you know? Samuel appears. This is the account now. The account is that Samuel appears and speaks to King Saul. The scriptural account doesn't say that this is a false manifestation. And people trip over that. Why doesn't it say? It shouldn't need to. If you're astute in the Word of God, if you know what God has said about death, if you know what God has said to Israel about staying away from necromancers, from those who purport to talk to the dead, and Saul is doing the very thing that was prohibited by God, and he goes to, who's the medium here? The witch of Endor. There are people, ladies and gentlemen, plugged into the black arts. There are people who are in communication with these authorities, world mights, and sovereignties of this darkness, of spiritual forces of wickedness among the celestials. People are in touch with them. I believe the demon world does give things to you if you make a deal with Satan. I believe there are people high up in this world who have made pacts with demons. And they're given things. And I will end with this. That's not even as deceptive, again, as the demons that disguise themselves as messengers of light. But when you get right down to it, any message that is not scriptural is at its source demonic. A message that says you're supposed to be prosperous. A message that says if you had enough faith, you could be the best dressed man or woman in your town. You could be driving a much better car. You can have that new house. Don't just look at that new house. You can have it if you claim it. Claim it for yourself. That's demonic. That's a lie. Those who tell you that you cannot be a believer, you cannot have the Spirit of God unless you speak in another language, unless you have miracles associated with you, unless you have this special spiritual feeling that causes you to rise above the common lot of humanity, that is a satanic lie. This comes from demons through righteous-looking avenues, but the source is satanic and demonic because it's not based on Scripture. That's our foundation. This is your anchor. This is your lighthouse. Anyone telling you that death is eternal, anyone telling you that Jesus Christ's victory on the cross, however nice that person is, however well presented is their case, it's a lie and it's demonic. Well, I know that because Satan is the father of lies. If Satan is a liar and the father of lies, then those who are telling the lies, whether they mean to be doing that or not, they are furthering the teaching of Satan. Paul calls them in 1 Timothy 4:1, doctrines of demons. Oh yes, demons do speak to people today, and they do so in the form of doctrines, and they do so in the form of a systematized religion. And the chief culprit of this passing on to humanity of lies is the Christian religion and its associated darknesses, such as the New Age movement, Pentecostalism. The Catholic Church is famous for worshiping demons that they think are saints. They're praying to dead people. The Catholics are praying to dead people. Do I recommend this? Oh no, I do not.